handling. We done mostly leading, herding them. He never did use them. He kept them about a year or two, and they sold them for on the market as beef cattle. But the old boy we got them from, before the dad bought them from me, he broke a lot of new ground of those things, and then be pulling that plow along, hang under a root or a stump. It looks like half of those things go through that yoke before that brood would break. They just keep pulling, just as slow as an old turtle. You can just see that neck. Looks like more of it go through there. Looks like the biggest part of them through that yoke on that. Well, the bow come, yoke sits up here, see, and the bow come down here. Well, I'm glad they won't have to be that long going, just going through that thing. But they finally pull that out.
Just kept moving, huh?
Kept moving. They're slow as they can be, but they're just steady as they can. Well, these were.
What'd you drive those with? A whip?
Yeah, they used a very small whip. And by talking to them. But I forgot whether he wanted them to haul, come in, something, come here, haul, come here. He didn't talk exactly like he did the horses.
I bet that was a thrill when you first got that.
We had a lot of fun. Oh, yeah, kidney. Country. Long old, the neighborhood was just full of. Just had that wagon loaded down. I think all day going.
Where'd you go? Pittsburgh?
No, we had a school, a house community, a country school right over the hill there.
If you're raising pigs, what animals do you need?
Boar, brute sow.
And if you take a pig and operate on him, what do you call that?
Well, we used to call it cutting, castrating.
And then what do you call a pig?
Boar.
And how big are hogs? In other words, what's the difference between hogs and pigs?
Well, I believe they have to get up past 80, 90, 100 pounds, it would be called, go into what you, some people would call a hog. But now they use the expression as a pig or a butcher pig, and it's up much.
And what do you call those stiff hairs on the back of the pig's?
Bristles.
And his big teeth?
Teshes.
And the place where you feed him? Where you put the feed in, you just throw it down on the ground?
Feeder or feed. Well, a lot of them feed in what they call a creep feeder of pigs, where they go to it all the time, or pig trough, whichever you might call it.
And if you're going to raise sheep, what animals do you need?
Ram and a ewe, I think. I'm never raising a sheep.
Would they be raised mostly for their meat?
Yeah, wool.
And if you're going to, what do you put on the horse's hoofs so they don't?
A horseshoe.
Yeah,
you nail that horseshoe.
And this goes where?
It's nailed on the bottom of his hoof.
Are these horseshoes ever used for anything else around here?
Well, once in a while they use them all. Chain for fastening the gate, or using pitch horseshoe.
I like that game.
It's an interesting game, actually.
I haven't played it in years. I got so I could hit the box.
We used to play it a lot, but don't play it much anymore.
What would you call the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
The bawling, you mean?